Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my bike bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, will you this?
Welcome to It Factor Radio for November the 20th, 2017. Your host, Wayne Benitez. What is up? Yes, we have a guest in store for everyone. Yes, she's the beautiful and ahead of her game on top of the Indies, Helen Vail.
Yes, that was quite an entrance.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, an honor. Yes, do you grow up as a wrestling fan?
I did not. It was mostly my family. I wouldn't say I was heavily into it until I went to my first indie show, and then that's when I became more of a fan.
Awesome. Who do you idolize right now in the wrestling business that got you started?
It would always and still be Rey Mysterio. He's still doing his thing, and I love him to death, and he's my idol, and he will always be.
That's right, 619.
Mm-hmm.
And who were your wrestling trainers?
Oh, my goodness. I had so many. I bounce around a lot. So whatever state I'm in, I always go to different schools and all that stuff. So it's kind of hard to say. But I did start off the basics at New England Pro Wrestling Academy with Brian Fury. After that, I jumped from CCW to WrestlePro. Down here now at Wrestling 2.0 in Florida. So I'm all over the place.
Awesome, yes. Do you have an athletic background before for wrestling?
None whatsoever. If you would have seen me before wrestling, I was the most uncoordinated. My mom tried to put me into different sports, dance classes, nothing ever stuck with me. And I'm kind of surprised that everything I've tried, wrestling is like the one thing I actually stuck with.
That's what's up. And you also definitely have the looks for a model also.
Thank you.
Any memories of your debut match?
I debuted as a manager for the Devil's Reject, Brandon Webb. That was the most nerve-wracking experience. My first wrestling match, I actually wrestled Brandon Webb, and that was a hot-ass mess, and I almost cried afterwards. But you live and you learn.
Right. Yeah, you was on your Elizabeth, doing your Elizabeth at the time.
Yep.
What's your memories of working with C Bunny?
C Bunny, I actually met her when I started over at WrestlePro, and she was. It was funny because we met, like we started hanging out because like we were all out one day, and she was the only one that would actually go out to the dance floor and dance with me. And after that, I knew that me and her were two peas in a pod. And anytime a promotion needs a girl, I always put her over because she's the ultimate baby face. I love her to death, and she's improved a lot since I first met her.
Awesome, yes. She has a ton. She definitely she definitely got the hype thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
They can be called the hype girls.
Right.
Yes. What's your memories of working with Impact Wrestling on Ava Story?
I actually haven't worked her yet. I'm going to be working her December 2nd, I believe, for Platinum Pro in South Florida. I've worked with them before, but I've never worked her. I met her once, and she seems really cool, so I'm pretty excited to get to work with her.
Right. And I just remember one of your moments also, outside wrestling event, that you was working with Johnny Silva. He was proposing to you. What was that like?
It was definitely different, and I still tell Johnny all the time I want a singles match with him. I like to have fun in my matches, so that was pretty fun, and I love Johnny, so can't wait to do it again.
Any thoughts of of working with Ariel also?
Who are you talking about?
Ariel.
Ariel, why is that name not being spelled? It's terrible. Oh my God. Ariel. It's so bad that I'm forgetting right now. I know Ari is.
Ari, yeah.
Where's Ari? Like,
yeah.
Aria, or there's like a couple of Arias. I know two,
yeah.
And they're both redheaded. So
yeah,
you're talking about the one
yeah.
from New York or the. But they're both redheaded. There's Aria
the
Cadenza
from
New York. You talk about the one from Florida?
One from Florida, yeah.
We still have yet to work. We were supposed to work for Platinum Pro. That show ended up getting canceled. So, and we've been dying to work each other. She's cool, but I have yet to work her.
I'm telling you, it should be a red-headed four-way match.
Yeah, right? Everyone's red-headed now, so.
Right. And like, you know, the stipulation, the loser gets, you know, blue hair, basically.
The losers for me usually have to buy me pizza.
Oh, shit, you heard that. Due to J.O.B., you definitely get she get a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
ASAP.
Yep.
Any memories of working with Nikki Adams?
Yeah, I've worked Nikki for Warriors in Staten Island. She's cool as shit. I thought we had a fun match. And I would definitely do it again. I was supposed to work her in Magic, but unfortunately I couldn't make that show. But, yeah, I'd work Nikki any day, anytime. She's awesome.
Yes. A former alum, a past alumna of Wrestling at Factor Radio.
Cool.
Any memory? Yes, definitely. Any memories of working with Jenny Rose?
Yeah, I worked Jenny for a promotion. They're kind of all over the place. What is it called? Oh my God, it's terrible. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, It's a smaller promotion in South Jersey. They kind of did a show in Philly. I did their first show with Jenny Rose, and I was super nervous because I know that she's an awesome wrestler, so I was just really nervous. I was still a little green. I was still new. But it ended up being really good, and I hope to work her again soon because she's just an awesome person to work.
Yeah, she definitely is an awesome person to work with, definitely. Any thoughts of also working other places like Shimmer and Shine?
I did Shimmer's like sister Rise. They just started not too long ago. But they're very close-knit with Shimmer. It was a Rise event prior to Shimmer. We did a seminar with Colt and Soraya Knight, and it was awesome. And we drove there. It was like 14 hours. It was insane. But the seminars were awesome. The show was great, and hopefully I can be back there in the near future.
Yeah, that's definitely a good promotion, definitely. Have you seen the women's Mae Young Classic?
I've seen some. I don't think I've seen every single one, but yeah, I've seen some of them.
Definitely, that was the best highlight so far for women's division in WWE this year.
Oh yeah, they killed it. I loved it.
Yes. We could see you in maybe in one of those NXT also in the future.
Hopefully, one day.
That's right, Paul Levesque. Get it done. Get it done. Even an NXT house show.
Mm-hmm.
We need another red hair. who else do you would like to work with that you haven't faced?
Taya from Lucha Underground and TNA, Rosemary, Mia Yim, Santana Garrett, there's so many girls that I would love to work, but hopefully one day.
Yes, definitely. Valkyrie definitely is a good worker, and definitely we've seen her stuff also in Impact Wrestling, especially the Red Mist also.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your highlight moment of working with men?
With men, I would say, I don't know. I've worked with, I feel like, a lot of different men, and they all have different styles. The guys that kind of let me do the lucha stuff, I go for. It's awesome. I still, to this day, my favorite men's match was the Johnny Silver one. That was just so much fun. Even though it was hot as shit outside, we still had so much fun, and it was awesome to work with all of them.
Yes, definitely. You definitely also had a tall order of working with Tara Calloway, also a former guest.
Yes, yes, yes. She's awesome. I love her to death. She actually just recently did a promotion too. She's killing it. I'm proud of her, and I can't wait to see her again.
Yes. Yeah, some get her confused with Jessica Havoc, definitely.
I could see the resemblance.
Yes. I think that could be another dream match on the Indies right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's your thoughts of women's wrestling taking over all over the world.
I think it's amazing, and women showing men that we can actually do things other than look hot and shake our asses and actually fight and kill it is awesome.
Yes, definitely. And definitely the international promotion in Japan, Stardom, definitely is a good one also.
Mm-hmm.
You also have Lucha Underground. Hopefully this coming season they'll have a women's division.
Yeah, Lucha Underground is like a dream come true. Lucha Underground and AAA, I've been talking to people in Mexico, and hopefully I can make plans to go over there soon, but definitely my route.
Right. You could get the same thing with the mixed in with Impact Wrestling, since they working with Lucha Underground and AAA.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's right, Impact Wrestling. In Nordholm and the other staff at Impact Wrestling, take a look at Helen Bell. She's definitely a good worker, and she'll bring the knockout division to a whole new level.
Whole new level.
Yes. And you never know, you might even be a part of LAX also.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Right. Yes. And I definitely like your gothic look also.
Yeah, it seems to get over, but yeah, I guess I kind of just inherited it from, like, the first person I managed, the dark gothic kind of thing, but it works for me, so I keep going with it.
Yes. That would be another fit also for Lucha Underground also.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your favorite artist you listen to?
Like music?
Yes.
That depends on my mood. I can listen to Daddy Yankee 1 second, or Motionless in White the next, or Nirvana, or Wiz Khalifa. Like, it bounces around, so it's very hard to say.
Awesome. We might get a remix of Nirvana and Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, right.
Right. And also, can you plug your upcoming shows for our listeners out there?
My shows have toned down since I moved down to Florida. I'm trying to take it easy. I have a show December 2nd for Platinum Pro in South Florida. December 9th also in South Florida for a charity show. I know January, I have a couple other promotions, like Punk Pro, and I've been trying to take it easy, but once the new year comes, hopefully I can be on more Florida shows. There's no current shows that I have taken up in the Northeast, but give it time, and let me get settled, and I'll be back at it again.
Yes. You'll be 100% definitely also.
Yeah.
And you never know with NXT down there. They'll definitely have a spot for you.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll keep my eyes open. Try to go for it.
Right. This is the show right here that have most talent end up going to the major leagues later on. Basically, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Can you tell me about your memories of 2KW?
2KW, I remember there in the Bronx. They don't currently do any more shows, but I know they still do training there. My first match there was actually pretty awesome. It was like any other place. I feel like it was actually really hot. And then, it was awesome. And then I did another show for them against Sonya Strong. And anytime I go there, I love the locker room. I love the promotion. They always bring top girls there. Hopefully they run again. But when I was there, it was great.
Yes, definitely another good promotion. And one of my memories was when Sonya Strong was being a guest referee, and instantly y'all had some exchange also going on.
Mhm. Yep. It's the Boston New York rivalry.
Yes. Yankees and Red Sox.
Yep.
Yes. Definitely. Also, a Red Sox is Mike Bennett.
Oh yeah. Yep. I actually trained with him a few classes. He's awesome, and he's still killing it. So proud of him.
Yes. Maria, also another redhead, definitely. Another sickly.
Yep.
Yes, he's a definitely cool guy, and definitely can't wait to see more of him back in WWE after his recovery, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. What's your thoughts of Billy Corgan being a new owner of NWA?
I was actually unaware of that, so I have no comment on that.
Yes, definitely, but he's getting a lot of attention from media and been on talk shows, late night shows, and other places, mainstream media, about about the NWA.
What, like dad?
Good press. A lot of good press, basically.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
Yes, he definitely got the name recognition, and possibly get a TV deal going on with NWA wrestling, basically.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool.
Right, and he's definitely a good trader. Definitely, that time they had Broken Matt. Matt Hardy and other things also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also, would you like to plug anything else where fans can look you up on any other medias?
I have Instagram. It's Little Wicked Monster. Twitter, Little Wicked Helen, and that's kind of it. Facebook, but Instagram and Twitter, I need them followers, people.
Yes. Definitely be over there to reconnect, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all act up, it's going to be an ass whipping.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Uh-oh, she will turn heelish on you.
Yeah, no, they don't do that because they know better.
Yes, Helen, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show to talk about
anything.
Well,
thank you for having me. It was awesome.
It's an honor, definitely. It's an honor. You can come back anytime to the show. You have a enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful Helen Vail. If you want to get in contact with or look up this episode, is right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or on Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio /ItFactorEntertainmentRadio. Yes, for your host, Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get some over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like roots of move. I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, the Wayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.